Now, there's an event taking place in Tralee this evening on the town's industrial schools. Opening the discussion, the legacy of St. Joseph's Industrial School and Nazareth House Tralee is being held at the Kerry County Museum from 7:30 tonight. And the talk is by Alana O'Sullivan from Tralee, who's studying history in Mary Immaculate College in Limerick and has been researching industrial schools for a number of years. And I'm delighted to say that she joins me now in the studio. Alana, good afternoon. You're very welcome to studio.
Thank you for having me.
So you are giving a talk tonight at the Kerry County Museum. Will you tell us what is your topic?
So my topic is opening the discussion of the legacy of St. Joseph's Industrial School and the Nazareth in Tralee. It's mainly just to kind of acknowledge what these industrial schools were and what the survivors went through. We won't be criticising anything or anyone, but it's just to kind of give a platform to those who haven't had a chance to speak up.
Okay, and why is this of interest to you?
For many reasons. I think it was only a few years ago we found out that my great-grandfather was a industrial school survivor in Clonmel, but it was something that he kept himself, so that's why we only found out recently in a family tree. So with this, I was affected by this as someone related to an industrial school survivor. But as well as that, my father used to always tell me about industrial schools as I was growing up. And it wasn't until 2020 there was a documentary in RT about the redress where survivors were talking about what had happened to them. And it just kind of broke my heart. Then we kind of sat as a family and we kind of realised, oh, there's actually no memorial or anything in Tralee for the survivors. So that kind of really piqued my interest and that's how it all started, to be honest.
Okay, and you grew up in Tralee and you're studying history at the moment. So it's kind of an ideal combination.
Exactly, yeah, it is, 100%. Yeah, so we also learnt a little bit about it in college, but not enough at the same time. So that's what really piqued my research as well into it, to find out more about it.
Okay. So you've been doing some research here in Tralee?
Yeah, I have, yes.
Can you research? Tell us about, I suppose, maybe what you found out or who you've been talking to about it.
Yeah, yeah. So one of my main supporters is a local historian, Mike O'Donnell. He's been absolutely amazing. He does videos online about places and he recently actually did one on St. Joseph's and the Nazareth. Just a brief kind of overview of them. And then I had posted online 3 years ago about an idea for a memorial, trying to reach out to survivors. And I had a lot of people who got in touch with me, such as Mike O'Donnell and also the Museum of Childhood Ireland in Dublin. They got in touch with me and they've been helping me as well, trying to find things and research. But I've kind of come to a bit of a block sometimes, as a lot of it is word of mouth around the place, a lot of oral stories. There isn't much kind of reports or evidence of things in paper. So it's been kind of hard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I suppose it wasn't maybe acknowledged or there weren't public records about it.
Exactly.
The two of them.
Yeah, so that's it. So I think researching as well, the Kennelly Archive, they came out with pictures there not so long ago. And I think that's been a main source as well, as looking at pictures of the schools, both the Nazareth and St. Joseph's Industrial School. That's been quite amazing to look at too. But yet very sorrowful at the same time.
Mm-hmm. I know a lot of people will have heard about them and will know about them operating in Tralee, but maybe for people who don't, what kind of years they operated from?
Yeah, so St. Joseph's Industrial School, well, the building was first built, I think it was 1855 it was built, but it didn't operate, I think, until the late 1800s, as industrial schools in Ireland only started coming around after the Industrial School Act in 1868. So St. Joseph's operated for just about the 100 years. It had closed down in, I think, the 1970s, and it wasn't demolished until the 1990s. But the Nazareth had stayed open until the early 1990s, which is actually pretty recent enough when we think about it. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that's kind of their timeline there. So it's modern and recent history.
And you mentioned, you know, when you started researching, you realised there was no kind of memorial in Tralee. Is that something that you'd like to kind of continue to work on over the years?
Yes, 100%. I think that's one of the main topics of the event as well tonight, towards the end. Obviously, when I try to give a platform for those to speak about their stories, to also ask of them, how would they like their stories to be acknowledged and their experiences? I've always tried to kind of think of a plaque or something just outside where St. Joseph's Industrial School was, where Pembroke Square is now, the housing estate, tried to have a plaque there. Actually, 3 years ago, the Island of Geese, I tried to get kind of a bench or something, but it didn't go to plan, unfortunately. I was rejected by Kerry County Council at the time. So I think that's kind of one of the main things tonight, is trying to see how we can go about that in the future, if we can get something, definitely.
Mm-hmm. And your own research into it then, I presume it's continuing. I know you're doing a degree at the moment in history in Neary Mackinac College in Limerick. Will this form part of some of your studies, or is it just more of a kind of a personal interest that you want to keep pursuing?
Yeah, I think it's more so a personal interest at the moment, but definitely when I hope to become a primary teacher soon enough, it's something that I'll always keep in mind, and not try to maybe incorporate in my studies, obviously, but something that I will always try to remember and acknowledge throughout my career.
Mm-hmm. And talk to us then about the event tonight. Who would you like to go along to it?
Really anyone, to be honest. Obviously, the most important are the survivors, but then also the townspeople of Tralee, as I think a lot of people, my generation especially, do not know what industrial schools are or how they operated or anything like that. So I think even realizing what they are, understanding what the impact of them really, I think everyone and anyone is welcome just to hear that, to hear survivors as they had been overshadowed for so long. Mm. I think that's important.
And you mentioned, you know, you're hoping to become a primary school teacher.
Yeah.
Is this something that you want to pass on to students when you start teaching? And do you think it should be more part of the curriculum for students, you know, whether they are primary or secondary school here in Ireland?
Yes, 100%. It was in college when I had a brief topic on industrial schools, and to see people's eyes and jaws drop, I was completely taken back. As someone who's grown up in a household who's always talked about industrial schools, it wasn't very surprising to me, but I kind of thought to myself, this is something that should definitely be taught maybe in secondary school. Primary school would probably be a little bit harder to navigate, but definitely I think secondary school, it should be spoken about a little bit, as it is part of our history. It may be a bad part of history, but it's history we should acknowledge. And especially it's local history as well, which is a massive part of the curriculum at the moment in secondary schools.
Mm-hmm. And would you be interested in the Magdalene laundries as well?
Oh yeah, 100%. As I can recall, the Magdalene laundry was part of the Nazareth at one stage. It was known as the Magdalene Asylum. So I think that also has a lot to do with it. There were some survivors as well who came from mother and baby homes that went into St. Joseph's Industrial School and other industrial schools around Ireland. So I think that's a massive part of it too. I'd be definitely interested in that.
Mm. And it's still, I suppose, a huge issue in Ireland today. I mean, all you have to do is to look to Galway and to Tuam and
exactly,
what's
yeah.
happening there. And, you know, what would you like to see the government doing? Would you like to see them doing a lot more work, putting more resources into it to try and deal with it properly, I suppose, and acknowledge the people that went through all of these places?
Definitely, yeah. I think there should be a lot more done in terms of acknowledging our past, as it's something that's been quite shoved under the carpet sometimes, some people might say. As, like you were saying there, the Tuam in Galway, that's something that kind of arises sometimes and then it goes away, whereas it should be dealt with. And I feel like it should be acknowledged throughout our history, or there should be some kind of dedication in museums, like in the Epic Museum in Dublin. They've so many dedications to people across the country, and I feel like if we have something like that, even to remember our survivors in any way, it would be amazing.
Mm-hmm. Because I mean, Tuam in itself is so shocking, the
it
number
is,
of,
yeah.
of babies that are buried there, like essentially in an unmarked grave. It's really shocking when you hear it, but then, as you say, people kind of move on and they forget about it, and then it arises every now and then, but it's not really been dealt with properly.
No, I don't think it is anyway. Like I said, I think a lot of it at the time as well, I suppose when we were hit by COVID in 2020, there was a lot of serious things we had to deal with, but this is also a serious matter too, and it's been ongoing. And like the redress documentary in February 2020, it was something I think that really hit people, and then it was forgotten about again. So I think it's something we should always keep in mind and acknowledge, and that it shouldn't be a taboo anymore, and that people need to start talking about it. And that is what tonight is about, talking about it in a respectful, safe space.
Mm-hmm. And obviously there will be so many people who maybe had gone through Nazareth mm-hmm. House or St. Joseph's or their descendants or, as you say, just people who maybe aren't aware of it yeah. or aren't aware as much of all of the history of the two yeah. of them. So it'll be educational for everybody anyway.
Exactly.
Okay, yeah. and an opportunity, as you say, maybe to meet some more people who were involved in them and maybe work towards creating some kind of a dedication or memorial in the future exactly. to them in Tralee.
Yes, hopefully.
Okay. Tell us the details, where and when is it on?
Yeah, so it is in the Ash Memorial Hall, which is our local museum in Denny Street, and it'll be on at 7:30 and it'll last till about 9:30. Now, we have a situation at the moment with parking, obviously, as the Rose of Tralee is starting this week. So we're recommending Denny Street itself, or to park maybe in Ash Street or St. John's Car Park. The stage will also be going up tonight, so the side entrance, the tourist office, is how you can access inside.
Okay, so 7:30 tonight, 7:30. Side entrance to the Ash Memorial
exactly.
Hall. Okay, Alana, look, thank you so much for coming in studio.
Thank
Great
you.
Great to hear all about your own interest in this and that you're keeping this issue alive and you're pushing it forward. Thanks so much for coming in studio.
Thank you so much.